Jeffrey and Jessica are part of the 99% of normal people. They got average grades in school, and now they work dead-end jobs. Jeffrey lives for the weekend so that he can have time to play video games. And Jessica lives for disappointing her family with her boyfriend Tyrone. They didn't lock in when they were younger, and so they suffer for it for the rest of their lives. Adonis put in the work when he was younger. His father mentored him to become the best hunter in the tribe, and now Adonis' skills impress everyone, including Anastasia. She's beautiful. Adonis is so proud of the work he put in when he was younger, and Anastasia is so proud of keeping herself pure so that she could attract the best man in the tribe. They get married, have a big family, and live the best life ever. Step number one, build an aesthetic body. I first started going to the gym when I was 17 years old because my brother basically forced me to start exercising. And within just a couple of days, I fell in love with weightlifting and bodybuilding. There was this one day when I was in the home gym and I was like dancing and flexing in the mirror, and I felt so positive about life, which was not very normal for me growing up and being such like an anxious, like pained kid. And so weightlifting and building an aesthetic body gives you positivity and hope for the future that you can change yourself. But not only that, it skyrockets how attractive you are. And we all know, we can all admit that your appearance is extremely important, that you are judged very heavily on how attractive you are, not just in dating, but in life as a whole. And building an aesthetic physique is the single biggest thing that you can do to improve your attractiveness. That's where you go to the gym to build a body that's sexually attractive, but there's a caveat to this. Most workout routines, especially if they're given to you by like the older guys, they won't build a physique like this. You need to make sure you're on a workout routine that optimizes for the 7 aesthetic muscles for men, which are neck, upper traps, upper chest, lateral delts, biceps, abs, and lats. Make sure you're doing enough volume for those muscles because they are the ones that create the V taper. And the V taper is like an instantly sexually attractive trait in a man, just like the hourglass shape is in a woman. Sometimes I'm asked what's like the equivalent of the aesthetic body muscles for women, and the answer is so obvious, like basically just glutes. So if you want to get your girlfriend into training, or for the 500 women who watch my videos, I would do heavy hip thrusts with the barbell and get the weight going higher and higher every week for years, to the point that you confuse people when they see how much weight you can do with for the hip thrust. And then I would also do one of the most important exercises for the sexual appeal of women, which is the hip abductor machine, the one where you open your legs out and it hits the side of your glutes more. Now, the second way to get ahead of 99% of 21-year-olds is to stay away from degeneracy. Lust, partying, drugs, these things are often the biggest distractions for young people. When you're getting invited out to parties and you're considering hooking up with that person, and then maybe you're scrolling and you're watching porn and you're getting into drugs, like these degenerate activities completely siphon your potential. So be so careful. Any time that you spend in this environment can be extremely destructive and dangerous. This isn't to say that you can't go to a party, but just be careful because this is where a lot of lives are ruined. You could be a high-performing young person who's ambitious, but if you end up getting into the wrong circle of people who go out and take drugs every week, it's very likely that you will too, and your future will just crash and burn. You need to have other healthy outlets for being social with people, because people engage in degeneracy like partying just to be social. But you can be social with people in sports, in the gym, with things that promote your health rather than destroy it. The third way to get ahead of 99% of young people is to pick a career and become a high performer. So how do you actually do this? Because most young people don't know what career or business that they want to go into, and they're just kind of trying to decide what to do with their lives. So I want you to picture a parked car on a road that leads to a T-junction. You're sat in this parked car, and you know that at the end of this road at the T-junction, you're either gonna go left or right, but you're not sure which way. So what should you do? Should you stay in this parked car for months, maybe even years, because you don't know which way to go? Because that sounds pretty stupid, right? The correct response would be, well, you just drive to the end of the road and look. And if you still couldn't tell which way it is, you just pick one of the directions, drive in that direction, and if you realize that this was the wrong direction, that's okay. You just do a U-turn and go to the other one. And this is exactly how picking the right business or career for you works. You've got to just go in some direction and just try. But most people will sit there in the parked car and say like, oh, well, I'm thinking about this business model, and I'm thinking about this one, and I'm thinking about this one. Yeah, I've been thinking about posting content for 6 months. why don't you just try and drive down that road, give it a try and see if it's right for you? There's people who just get an idea for a business, they implement it right away and they realize, okay, this business or this career is not really right for me. I gave it a try. I didn't really enjoy it. It feels kind of weird. I don't want to do this one, but this other one is enjoyable. When you're young, you want to go down as many different directions as possible, but as fast as possible. You never want to stay stuck in this parked car, just thinking about it like a pussy, thinking like, oh, well, is it left or right? Well, since I don't know, I guess I'll just sit here forever. Like, with this analogy, you now realize how absurd it is to not just drive in any of the directions and just see. So for you, if you're debating different careers or different businesses, just drive in any direction and see if you like it instead of thinking about it. And once you've got the direction that you're starting to enjoy, the career or business that seems great for you, then you've got to become a high performer. Basically, you've got to learn how to work in a way that you actually get things done, because most people work like maniacs. Yesterday, I was in the gym, I was in the sauna, and two guys came up to me who recognized me. And they said, like, oh yeah, we're kind of new to Bali. Where do you work? They asked me that. Where do you work? Because we can't really work in this, like, sort of gym. Our gym has, like, this sort of social co-working spots, whatever. They said, like, we can't really work here. And I laughed and I said to them, yeah, like, anyone you see on their laptops outside is poor. Rich people and ambitious people don't work outside like white women. You work inside, like, in the dungeon, like an immigrant. You do the work like an immigrant. And then you can go outside and have your little cute matcha latte coconut afterwards. But you don't try and do your work outside. Why? Because it's distracting, because there's too much novel stimulus. Now, of course, for me, it's a bit more extreme because I record videos, right? So I said to the guys, like, of course, I can't do my work here. I can't just be stood outside next to all, like, the girls in bikinis and stuff, you know, because there's, like, a pool and sauna and stuff. And I'm just there in my bathrobe, like, so guys, you know, here's another reason why I hate women. I can't really record my videos and do my work outside. But still, even if I had, like, a normal kind of career or business where I was working from the laptop, I would not be working outside because it's just more of a distraction. You need to start working like a high performer who shuts away all of the distractions, who doesn't have notifications enabled on his phone and just focuses on one task at one time, finishes the task, finishes the workday, and then you can go and play outside. But so many people work with such shallow focus. Do you know how distracting it is to get a single text message on your phone? Like, imagine you get a text message and you just read it. Do you know how much time that takes away from your focus? A lot of people would say, like, 5 seconds, 10 seconds. There's been studies done to show that the amount of focus you lose is more like 17 minutes, because it disturbs the momentum of focus that you were building up. And that's with checking your phone once. So people who check their phone and their emails in between 5 minutes of work tasks, they basically don't produce anything that's actually of value. And then they end up just not becoming successful. If you want to become successful, you have to start working like a high performer. Put away all of the distractions, turn your notifications off, put your phone in a different room, complete the task with full focus. And when you work like this over a long enough time period, like 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, you will be so far ahead of 99% of people who are doing the same kind of career or business as you. And one of the most powerful ways to get ahead of 99% of people is to get onto a dopamine detox. That is where you look out at all of the things in your life and see what's giving you easy or bad dopamine. And it's not completely scientific, but basically what we're referring to is things that are kind of like overstimulating or predictable, like social media, ultra processed food, checking comments, messages, dating apps, porn, video games, all these things that are so stimulating. They skyrocket your dopamine. But the problem is, when your dopamine goes up from these stimulating things, after you're done, it crashes and it goes below the baseline that it started at. And this means that every time you do one of these bad habits, like scrolling or video games or porn, you literally will feel worse than before you even started, even though you had that spike of pleasure. And when your dopamine is lower than it was before, you literally feel like less motivated and less capable of delaying gratification and building something for the long term. Can you see how insidious that is? Because if you are messing up your dopamine, you are literally destroying your ability to make progress in your long-term goals. So a dopamine detox is when you become so aware of dopamine and really look out at everything you do in life and to think, okay, what's giving me like a bad source of dopamine right now? Because we get healthy sources of dopamine, for example, from eating meat, eating healthy food, from speaking to people and having social connection, but we get an overstimulation of dopamine from usually things like our phone. So you start to remove things from your life. For example, my phone is black and white, just to kind of remind me to not be like addicted to it. I don't have social media apps on my phone, and for the last few days, I've not even been looking looking at anything related to YouTube. I've basically been like detached from the internet and I feel amazing. Like I've not been looking at comments, analytics, views, any of those things. I've not been on any social media. I literally just have WhatsApp, that's it. And even that, I'm like not going on so much because it's just unpredictable dopamine. Every time you open your DMs, your messages, you don't know who's messaged you, what message is there. That sense of like unpredictable reward, like maybe there's a girl who's texted you, maybe there isn't. That spikes your dopamine and literally makes you less capable to achieve your goals. So why would you just sacrifice your future for these things? Look out for all the ways that you're getting like these easy dopamines and try and remove them. The biggest distraction for young people that holds them back and your secret competitive advantage, it is these bad dopamine activities. Whether you're in a peaceful time of life or you're in more of a chaotic time of life like I am in, this is one of the biggest things you can do. Go onto a dopamine detox. Make your phone black and white. Like if you go to the settings, search for color filters and turn it to grayscale. Delete the social media apps from your phone. Don't even check your DMs for a few days. It's okay, you're not gonna die. In fact, you'll feel better. You know what's interesting about me is that right here, right now, this is the best that I've felt for years. And I'm basically just copying what I was doing in 2020. In 2020 was when I discovered self-improvement and I first started this YouTube channel. I was meditating every day and I was on a dopamine detox. And it's only now after 5 years that I've realized like, holy shit, that version of me really had things figured out. Like he knew the protocol that I needed to feel at my best. And so I had this long dip where I wasn't doing the habits that kept me sane. I wasn't meditating. I wasn't on a dopamine detox. I was just scrolling like an idiot. I was being so lustful, like such a degenerate. And only in the last little while I've like come back to this, realizing like this was the right way to live overall. Meditation every single day. I'm almost on 100 days of meditation now, which I'm so proud of. Dopamine detox. My phone is fucking black and white. Like who lives like this, who like doesn't have notifications enabled on their phone just because it will help you to become more of a high performer in your field? Like this is special. The things that we do here is honestly very special. Whilst other people are just watching like rage bait content and hate content and stuff, you're here educating yourself, trying to make a positive impact on your life. Good on you, and thank you for being here. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah. By the way, no pressure, but there's a few links underneath this video that you can check out if you want to have a look at my paid programs. When you trust me enough and you feel like my free content has already changed your life, you can have a look at those.